Democrats describe themselves as the only party taking the threat of climate change seriously, and President Trump's continued denial of climate science hasn't made it easy for Republicans to change that. But some New Hampshire conservatives think their candidates could be doing more to run and win on climate change. NHPR's Annie Ropeek has more.
Senate candidate Corky Messner and 1st District congressional nominee Matt Mowers have both been endorsed by President Trump, who spent his first term denying climate science and rolling back environmental protections. Messner has shared some of those views during the campaign, but this month, in a debate on NHPR, he said he'd support incentives for renewable energy.
There are opportunities and alternative fuels that can help the environment, wind power, solar power, and the market ought to be unleashed to solve those problems.
It sounds like a classically Republican idea, pro-business, pro-competition. But it goes against President Trump's approach to this issue. And some think this divide has made it hard for conservative candidates tied to Trump to stake out their own ground on climate policy.
He doesn't give Republicans a safe place to go on this issue or many issues.
Tom Rath is a longtime Republican political strategist in New Hampshire. He thinks climate change should be a bipartisan priority.
It seems to me to be an issue that defies characterization as a liberal or conservative issue. It is a core issue that goes to the quality of life in this country and around the world, and we can't be blind to it.
Rath has endorsed Joe Biden, and he thinks Republicans have missed an opportunity to work around Trump on this topic in New Hampshire. Mowers and Messner are both relative newcomers to the state. They've talked in broad strokes about climate change, but Rath says neither has rooted it in local economic concerns.
If they don't have a sense of the ethos of the state and what matters, they would tend to view that as some kind of a textbook issue and not understand it's how the leaves turn on the Cancamangus that matters. And it's the quality of our water, and whether we can fish in the Amanusic, whether we get enough snow in the White Mountains. All these things are material to the way we live, and you cannot credibly be a candidate if you don't get that.
Recent polls show that increasing majorities of Republican voters in New Hampshire and nationwide believe in climate change and support some policies to fix it. One of those New Hampshire Republicans is Lyman Cousins, a retired businessman from Boscawen.
Yes, I believe in the science, and I think it's obvious with the storms and the fires, and I think most people are intelligent enough to see what the problem is.
Cousins supports fundamental climate responses like renewable energy development. He calls himself a Reagan Republican. He's fed up with the polarized politics of 2020, and he thinks President Trump has only made it worse on everything from coronavirus to climate action. Cousins has already voted for Joe Biden for president. He says Biden's climate plan might be overly ambitious, but
Biden is at least going to make an attempt, and Trump will not make an attempt to cure the climate change problem.
Party leaders in New Hampshire have endorsed Trump and didn't respond to interview requests for this story. Neither did college Republican groups at Dartmouth or UNH. But some relatively new national groups of young Republicans argue the GOP will lose their demographic if it doesn't focus on climate change. Quill Robinson is vice president for government affairs at the American Conservation Coalition.
Not only is it the right thing to do in terms of addressing this really important issue, there's a political necessity for Republicans to talk about this issue, but also propose solutions that are actually going to work and are in line with a more conservative Republican worldview.
Because right now, the loudest political voices on this issue are from Democrats, like New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, an author of the Green New Deal resolution. One of its hallmarks is its intersectionality, linking the climate's well-being with that of low-income communities, former fossil fuel workers, and people of color. Conservation advocate Jameson French is a former Republican, now independent, who runs a timber company in Kingston. He says that focus on job creation could resonate with working-class Republicans, but they don't want to participate in a debate framed by progressives.
We can't talk about it in the Green New Deal language or it's going to backfire. We have to talk about it in a more pragmatic way that appeals to the people that we're trying to get to come back to the table.
There will always be extremes on both sides, French says, and more fights to come, even if Biden is elected. But he believes the polls that say most people from both parties are ready to move forward on climate solutions. That's why he says the biggest goal for Republicans who care about this issue is to vote out President Trump. Annie Ropeik, NHPR News.